Why are firefighters vulnerable to cancer?
Well, as you know, we have a unique workforce, and our environment that we work in is unlike any other environment in other occupation out there. You know, unfortunately, when we respond to a variety of fires, we're responding to fires of complete and incomplete combustion. And, you know, there are components that in these phases of combustion that unfortunately are filled with carcinogens, a list that is beyond what we'd be able to go through during this interview. But these carcinogens are known to cause cancer, and various studies have shown those facts. And by these exposures, even though we wear the latest and greatest up-to-date protective equipment, including breathing apparatus and maintaining that equipment, still, unfortunately, we have some method of, whether it's absorption, inhalation, or ingestion of these carcinogens that are known to cause cancer. And that's why we, unfortunately, see a higher rate of cancer in the fire service.